A new exhibit from the Milwaukee County Historical Society is taking a deep look at Milwaukee's beer drinking and brewing history. The new exhibit looks at beer memorabilia, the history of beer gardens, the city's big beer brewing families, and more.
Ben Barbera joins us now. He's the curator of the Milwaukee County Historical Society. The new exhibit is called Brew City MKE, Craft, Culture, and Community, and it just opened. Ben, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
So what's unique about this new exhibit looking at decades of beer history in Milwaukee?
Well, the most unique thing about it is that it hasn't been done in the city in the sense of taking a comprehensive look at the overall history of beer and brewing in Milwaukee. There's been lots of smaller exhibits looking at a certain focused aspect, whether it be Prohibition or a single brewery, but this is the first time that, to my knowledge, that anybody has tried to do the whole thing from 1840 up to the modern era.
So 1840, the brewing story starts. What are those early days, the early origins like in Milwaukee, and how is that represented in the exhibit?
So the very first brewery opened in Milwaukee in 1840. There were lots of small farmhouse and rural breweries prior to that, but that was the first one in the city. And these early breweries were pretty small operations, one or two people. They were family-owned. They would only put out, you know, maybe 20, 30 barrels a year that were sold to a few taverns, or maybe sold right out of the brewery. And we have some images. We have a few artifacts that represent some of these early breweries. So it's an interesting look at the very beginning of the brewing history.
One question that's been asked a lot, and I don't know if there's ever a definitive answer, but what do you think about why Milwaukee ended up being this hot spot for beer? Why beer in Milwaukee?
That's a great question. It's a question that we definitely focus on with this exhibit. The two easy answers are geography and the German population. Milwaukee is well situated close to a lot of different waterways, so transportation was easy. The lakes and rivers provided ice for storing the beer. There were lots of springs so that the brewers could get fresh water. And then we were close to agricultural centers, too, so it was easy to get grain. Then you couple that with a German population that brought a lot of brewing know-how with them when they migrated to the United States, and who had a culture of enjoying beer. Beer was a part of social activity and even family life. And put those things together, and Milwaukee becomes a center of brewing quite quickly.
Yeah, from those, really, we call them microbrewers today, and that big audience for beer emerged some big brewing families, names that are still around, Pabst, Miller, Schlitz. What do you tell about their histories in the exhibit?
We look quite a bit at some of the big families, and then some of the slightly lesser-known families like Gettleman and the Philip Young family. One of the interesting things about these families is how sort of intermingled they were often. For example, they're Pabst and Eline family. So Eline took over Schlitz after Joseph Schlitz passed away. The two families merged at one point. The other thing that's fascinating about the family history is how many of the major brewers got their breweries through marrying either the widow or the daughter of a former brewer.
Oh, interesting. Did you discover any other secrets of these big brewing families as you researched this exhibit?
There are some family scandals and things like that. We don't really go into them because a lot of it is hard to corroborate and make sure it's the information is correct. It's more interesting to see that these families, while being, you know, the beer barons, while being competitors, also would collaborate in a lot of ways in sort of controlling supplies, keeping track of sales, citywide sales, and managing labor forces and things like that. So though competitors, they definitely intermingled and discussed ways that they all could be successful.
We're tapping into the history of beer with Ben Barbera. He's with the Milwaukee County Historical Society. Their new exhibit is Brew City MKE Culture, Community. Ben, walk us through the exhibit. What kind of objects are we going to see? What kind of memorabilia is there to tell that that story of the history of Milwaukee beer?
Yeah, we have literally hundreds of wonderful images, photographs of the brewers, the breweries, workers, things like that. We have lithographs and early advertising posters. We have all kinds of memorabilia from foam combs that were used to scrape the foam off the top of a glass of beer, to beer trays, to coasters and labels. We have a huge collection of bottles. In fact, we set up a whole wall just of bottles to look at. We have brewing equipment, and just, you know, you name it, we've got at least one aspect of it probably in the exhibit.
I got to ask you about foam combs. Why would anyone want to comb the foam off their beer? Don't you just drink it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, if the bartender got a little overexcited when pouring the beer, they might use the comb to scrape it off and give it a nice clean finish. Mm-hmm. I think it was more of an advertising shtick. You know, they're all marked with the various breweries' names, and I'm sure they just handed them out to the bartenders to encourage them to sell more of their beer.
Now, if you asked me to go out and find all of these things, I would have no idea where to start. Where do you find all of this beer memorabilia, Ben?
Well, this is the beauty of working at the Milwaukee County Historical Society. The vast majority of it is in our collection. Overall, we have over 60,000 artifacts we've been collecting since 1935, and the brewing collection makes up one of the largest and definitely the best organized collections we have. So, for the vast majority of these artifacts, I just had to go downstairs into our storage and get them. And then but we also reached out to a number of institutions and individuals and received a lot of loans from collectors and other breweries, the Pabst Mansion, for example. So, and people are calling me to this day saying, hey, you know, I've got a photograph of this person, or I've got this object. Can you work it into the exhibit? So there's definitely plenty of stuff out there.
We haven't talked about beer gardens yet. Let's talk a little bit about that, because beer gardens apparently go back a long way.
They do. They date back to the 1850s. And some of the big beer gardens, the ones owned by the major breweries, Blatz and Pabst and Schlitz and even Miller, were really pretty opulent affairs. They had, you know, nice dining areas. They had amusement parks. You would take a boat either up the Milwaukee River or up Lake Michigan to some of the ones that were on the northern edges. And the point of the beer garden was that it was really a place for the whole family to enjoy the day. So these were our early public parks. They just happened to be owned by the largest brewers in the world.
So this isn't just a story ultimately about business and jobs in Milwaukee, but about the culture and society, it sounds like, Ben.
Absolutely. The German immigrants brought this culture of, enjoying life, of enjoying spending time with each other. They often did it with beer, but it was more about just having a good time and enjoying oneself. And so that took place at the beer gardens, which were more open to the families. It took place at the taverns, which tended to be more directed towards men in the early years. And that culture has continued to this day. You know, we've seen the resurgence of beer gardens and brew pubs, which harken back to those early breweries. And so, 170, 175 years later, we continue to enjoy our beer culture.
And Ben, how long is this exhibit up and running?
It'll be up in its full format through April 30th. And then we are condensing it, but it'll continue to run through the summer as well.
Ben, thanks a lot for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Ben Barbera is a curator of the Milwaukee County Historical Society. Their new exhibit is called Brew City MKE, Craft Culture Community. It just opened.